Emails show senior fire and emergency managers played down the risk to crews and homes when a dodgy fire truck froze up at a big house fire in Wellington. Now, the large truck, its backup systems and its big hose stopped dead for 5 to 10 minutes, with the 32-metre-long ladder partly raised and a firefighter up in the cage. Now, firefighters reported the failure had compromised their tactics and caused delays in protecting their staff and neighbouring homes, but days later, the National Fleet Manager told other managers there was, quote, no serious risk to crew. Phil Pennington has been investigating. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, dear Corin. How are you?
I'm very well. This sounds like quite the, something really went wrong here.
Yes, it did. And we've been trying to find out exactly what, and really getting to the heart of the effectiveness of the first response to an emergency here. Asking are firefighters in some instances being helped or hindered by their gear? And this is because we heard months ago about breakdowns on the trucks. We've been reporting on that, you'll recall. But when we've gone to the union, they've been saying, yeah, there's a serious problem with that. But FENS, Fire and Emergency, basically they've been saying to us, no, there is no problem. So which was it? That's what we went asking. And now we have these 200 pages of emails and they reveal something of the struggles on the front line.
And what are they saying, that it was a problem, or what's the verdict?
Yeah. When I went asking on February the 8th after this big fire that gutted this house, three girls had to run out the back of it. It was in the morning, on a Wednesday morning in Kilburnie. Went up, it was gutted within a very short space of time. The truck we knew had arrived outside. It was one of 10, but it was the largest one there and the only one with a 32-metre ladder. A lot of water through the hose on that ladder. It gets there, a firefighter is in the cage on the end of the ladder. It starts to rise and it freezes. The whole truck freezes. The engine starts cutting in and out. The backup, two backup systems freeze. They can't use it. A neighbour told me they saw firefighters running around frantically trying to fix this. Now, when I went and found out about this a few days later and asked FENS, well, what was the impact on the firefighting, they came back and said there was no impact on the outcome of the fire. But what they didn't say was that there was, in fact, an outcome on the operations, on the tactics, on what the firefighters had to go through on the day. And that's what we see in these 200 pages of emails. I guess you want to know a bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, is it been fixed? I mean, did they get it going again? What happened?
They got it going after 5 to 10 minutes after the backup kicked back in and they put the fire out. What this shows, what the emails show, is that they could not pursue the tactic that they had. They were going to use this big hose on the ladder to fight the fire in the house front on, but because they couldn't do that because it wasn't working, they then had to keep the handheld hoses, the smaller ones, on the house next door to stop it catching fire and let the main house burn. The house, reports show that house was going to be gutted anyway. This fire was, really raging at the time. It does say, though, in the quotes from the firefighters who are on the scene, they said back to their managers and to head office that the main issue they saw was that operational firefighting tactics were compromised due to the vehicle's reliability.
What about the safety of the firefighter in the cage? I mean, what happens if that happens again somewhere?
Well, yes. In this case, he was up high, but he wasn't too close. But he was on a truck that, in fact, suffered heat damage to a cowling, started to melt because they were close. And actually, Corin, because they knew the history of this truck, it had broken down this way the night before. It had broken down on January the 20th. It had been out of service for 2 years with $200,000 spent on it. And there was a breakdown of it in 2017 when if there'd been anyone in the cage, they could have been ejected. So it had history. Because they knew of this, they parked on the far side of the street from this fire so that they wouldn't be too close in case it broke down. And it did break down, and the heat was such that one of the cowlings started to melt. And they say in their report to managers that there were delays in protecting adjacent properties and working crews. It unfortunately stretched the on-scene crew's ability to focus on extinguishment because they had to cover additional tasks that the ladder truck couldn't do. So they say there, it stretched their ability to actually put out the fire.
Seems amazing that they would park on the other side of the road because they were worried about that. What does this suggest, the bigger picture here, as you mentioned earlier, the debate about the quality of the fleet?
Well, FENS has repeatedly rejected union claims that the fleet has been mismanaged by them. It is old, especially these aerials, the big ones. 15 years old on average. They say their fleet management is robust. They say they always have backup. They say the public is completely safe. They've been telling us that for months too. What we have here, though, in this email chain is a real, more than a glimpse in behind that to see what the problems are. And I find it disturbing that when we came along to find out from the public what had happened, we were told there was no impact. Because we asked, remember, about the impact on the firefighting. They only told us about the outcome. And we see this a long discussion on the day when I asked that question back on February the 8th about what to tell us. And they knew at that stage what their own frontline workers had told them, that they had a real struggle about this. It is true that in this case, the house was totally destroyed and would have been anyway, and there was minimal damage to the house next door. No one was injured and everybody got out. But you have to wonder, in a service that is collecting now over $600 million in levies a year, why even some aspects of this fleet are in such a condition as this. Remembering this truck, they knew there were problems and it still went out. It had only been back in service December 2021, failure with the K in January, then this terrible problem in early February.
All right, thank you very much for that update. Some interesting questions there from Phil Pennington, our reporter.